was so beautiful to see her. 10 years I didn't see her. I mean, she looked different, and I was so grown up. I was only 8 years old when she left, and then I was 18. I was a young lady when I came. She was hugging me. We both cry. We all cry, you know. Then we said, we went to the dining room, and they serve us. I don't know what they serve us. The main meal, but the French bread and butter was so delicious because we didn't have much on a boat, you know. It was so good that in my aunt say, "You want some more?" And I was ashamed to take another slice, but I said, "I like it." She said, "Just eat," because she said, "I know you didn't have that on a boat, you know." So we did, so it was nice. And then I came in my mother's apartment, and she had a lace curtains. We didn't have that in Europe. And I was just admiring these lace curtains. They were so beautiful, you know. And my mother said, "When there is cookies in the kitchen, when you want, you just go and help yourself, you know." And I said, "Oh, tomorrow morning when I'm going to get up, I'm going to get those cookies." I got up 6 o'clock in the morning, and she gave me her nightgown, big nightgown. I put it on, and then I went in the kitchen, and I got myself 4 big cookies, and I put them on the lap, and I'm admiring the pictures on my mother's wall, and those curtains, they just fascinate me. And I'm eating my cookies and admiring, and my mother peeked in the bedroom, in my bedroom, you know, and she said, "Oh, my God." And I was so embarrassed that I had these cookies in my lap and eating. Then she told me to do it. And I was so hungry for cookies that I just, and she said, "Oh, how good." She said, "Don't be embarrassed. Just eat it and eat all you want."